Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk today. I, as always, am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for May 29th, 2020. Now we're talking about TV streaming, and TV streaming first up is a follow-up kind of on the American Horror Story piece that we talked about previously. So a couple of details have kind of come to light, and a couple of teases have been around, so now we understand a little bit more about this next season of American Horror Story, and why Ryan Murphy was saying that they might not do the season, because it's very time-sensitive. We briefly touched on that before, but it didn't really make a whole lot of sense to me, because how could it be, if it's time-sensitive, then you just wait until that time comes back, right? Well, that seems to be what they are doing. Remember, we talked about if they might not do this version of season 10, they might have to switch to something else next year. Well, it seems like they are going to be doing this version of season 10, but it is going to be next year. This version of season 10 has something to do with the beach. Ryan Murphy posted on his Twitter, I believe, maybe it was his Instagram, a teaser image that said something to do with this is why season 10 needs to wait, because if they don't come off of quarantine in time to catch the summer to film on the beach, then that makes a whole lot of sense. If it's a beach themed in some way or shape or form season, then yeah, that totally makes a whole lot of sense. So that is all we have on that one, but we are moving over to the spinoff, American Horror Stories, which is a little more Tales from the Crypt version of the American Horror Story, a little more specifically anthological instead of seasonally anthological. That's a lot of extra words. The American Horror Stories has officially been ordered to series by FX. Words. So this means that it's not just a hypothetical anymore. It's not just musings that the cast and crew are talking about over a stream party or a watch party or whatever. This is actually going to be happening. I know we talked about it before, like it was actually going to be happening, but it hadn't been picked up yet. So now it's officially been picked up, and they're going to go into production as soon as they're not on quarantine. So Lord knows when that's going to happen, because a lot of that stuff is filmed in California, and I would imagine California will be one of the last states in the union to come out of quarantine. Next, we're talking about, this is actually kind of a follow-up as well, Fraggle Rock on Apple TV+. The shorts series did really, really well, and because of that, they have now ordered two series, a full series, so the full-length episode version of Fraggle Rock. I am super excited about this. I love Fraggle Rock. That's all we've got, though, so we're going to move on. Next, we're talking about another series. This one is coming from the movie side of things, though. We're talking about Upgrade. Upgrade is now going to series. There is no update on what outlet it is going to be going to, so what streaming service or what broadcast service, that has not been announced, but there is, all of the players are in place. The production will be going into full swing again once they can get off of lockdown. I believe, though, Upgrade, it sounds like there's a possibility that there's going to be a fair amount of Canada shooting there, so that might actually get up off the ground a little earlier than some. And then our next piece for TV streaming is a little bit more of a meta piece. This one actually has to do with awards season, which is going to be very interesting this year. But awards season, specifically the Golden Globes, had to kind of adjust some of their rules because of The Mandalorian, it seems. So the change was that a lead actor in the series could not be a voice-only performance. That apparently was not in there before, but it is now, and The Mandalorian was almost disqualified if it wasn't for that last episode. So the last episode saved him, because there is apparently no time frame for how long the lead actor's face needs to be on screen, but you need to see the person that is doing the voice in order for them to be nominated for this category. And there is another thing to do with the Golden Globes, little less major, but still pretty interesting. They are amending the limited series and TV movie category to also include anthology shows because of the resurgence of these kind of shows and because of the growing popularity of things like American Horror Story and such. They are now including those shows in the limited series and TV movie category. So as you're watching, if you still watch these shows, as you're watching the Golden Globes, that is where that will fall. That's what we have there. Next, we're talking about Star Wars. And this one's a little different. Star Wars Jedi Temple Challenge is kind of a mouthful and is not a Disney Plus series, though it is a streaming series. This series is going to the YouTube channel, the Star Wars Kids YouTube channel, and it's kind of like, if you remember back in the day on Nickelodeon, there was a show, it was a kind of a quiz show that was called Legends of the Hidden Temple. Well, that's basically what this is. It's just Star Wars themed and not ancient Mayan themed. It is going to be hosted, and this, I think, is probably the cherry on top. I think this is awesome. It's going to be hosted by Ahmed Best. If you don't know who Ahmed Best is, he is the guy who voiced and I believe did the on-screen motion capture for Jar Jar Binks. I know he's the voice at the very least. So a little bit of redemption for the guy who played Jar Jar. I can totally get behind that. And then our last piece is a real quick piece. This is an update on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's actually kind of a two-parter, but they're both pertaining to the same thing. First, season 15 has officially been announced. FXX is going full on for season 15. And because it's going for 15 seasons, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is now the longest-running live-action comedy show in television history. I cannot believe that. If you watch the first three seasons, it's almost like they're trying to get canceled. Just like South Park went through that phase where they were trying to get canceled. I feel like that was the first three seasons of It's Always Sunny. So the fact that they're now the longest-running comedy television show in history is amazing, and I am so happy that that is a thing. That is, though, all we have for TV streaming. Now let's talk about movies. First up, we have another meta piece. This one has to do with movie theaters, very specifically movie theaters owned by Cineworld. Cineworld owns Regal Theaters and a few other major chains. They made the announcement that July will be the time that they are looking to reopen all of their theaters for us to go back and enjoy films. Now, next, we are talking about, this is kind of duh news, Sonic 2 has officially been announced. Sony and Paramount Pictures joined up to do a sequel to the movie that made them a boatload of cash and proved that you can have a decent, watchable video game movie long before we get this next Mortal Kombat reboot, which hopefully is going to be amazing. So yeah, that's all we have there. Next, we're talking about the Borderlands movie, which I believe we mentioned when it was announced here on the show, but that we haven't really touched on it since then. Well, we just got a new announcement that Cate Blanchett has been cast in one of the starring roles as Lilith. I am not a Borderlands player, so I recognize her from the artwork for this game. I don't know anything about her story aside from the fact that her class in the game is a siren, I believe. Beyond that, I'm interested to see if they can make another good video game movie. Absolutely. And with Cate Blanchett on board, I don't think that you're going to have to try very hard. And they will have to try to make it bad. Let's say it that way. And then our final piece for movies. Movies was a little quick. Final piece for movies is has to do with the Avatar movies. Producer Jon Landau says that production will be going forward in New Zealand this week. They will be going back to production. We talked about how New Zealand is trying to get production going in their country so they can kind of stimulate their economy a little bit. Well, it seems like it's working because at least Avatar is going back into production. So that's good news on a lot of fronts. So let's talk rumors. Rumor mill is actually short. The rumor mill giveth and the rumor mill taketh away. Last episode, it was basically the only section we had. This episode, it's not tiny, but it's not nearly as big. First up, we have an almost 100% confirmation, but it's still technically a rumor that Henry Cavill will be returning to the role of Superman. It's so much almost confirmed that even Deadline, one of the biggest entertainment media news outlets, is even talking about this rumor. So that kind of gives it a lot more weight. The rumor, though, isn't that we're going to be getting a Man of Steel movie anytime soon. We're not getting Man of Steel 2. We are, though, going to be seeing Henry Cavill as Superman in other movies. So Shazam 2, Aquaman 2, Black Adam, all of these movies, very likely they're going to be treating. I saw one outlet talk about how the plan seems to be that they're going to be treating Superman much like Marvel treats the Hulk, in that he will be a featured character in other people's movies, at least for the time being. It sounds like, also, depending on which source you want to believe, it sounds like if these movies do well, then they will introduce the possibility of a Man of Steel 2. But there is even more rumor around this Man of Steel information, saying that AT&T approached Zack Snyder about his movie, his cut of Justice League that is going to happen now next year on HBO Max. And I'm going to do a nerd rant on the HBO Max thing probably in the next couple of days, because there's a lot of really dumb stuff going on, and we'll talk about it there. But anyway, so HBO Max, the whole Snyder Cut thing, as Zack Snyder is working on his Snyder Cut movie, he apparently was approached by AT&T, and AT&T wanted him to plant seeds for not just the Man of Steel 2 movie, but also for a Justice League 2 movie. So we might be seeing something resembling that Snyderverse over on DC to some degree, if he just plants seeds and they never come to fruition. It'll be really interesting to see where it could go, even though I still don't think the Snyder Cut's going to be much. I mean, I do believe it will be a better movie, because it's kind of hard to make a worse movie than the Justice League, but I don't think it's going to be a good movie is the only differentiation there. It'll be better than Justice League, but that's a really low bar. So yeah, moving on. We're still talking about Snyderverse stuff, though. We're going back to the Ben Affleck Batman series that is reportedly going to HBO Max sometime in the future. This time, though, it's just more rumors coming from multiple from more sources, I guess, is the more appropriate way of saying that. So it's still basically saying the same thing. Basically, Ben Affleck will be getting, some of them are saying it's dependent on the Justice League stuff. Some of them are saying, no, it's just going to be happening. So I tend to believe more if the Justice League Snyder Cut does well, then they will greenlight a lot more of these projects that are related to it. But if it still does poorly, then obviously, why would you want to make a whole universe around something that's still doing poorly, even though the fans got what they wanted? So yes, Affleck will be showrunner, will be executive producer, and basically will have free reign to do as he wishes if these rumors are to be believed. At this point, though, I feel like there's a really strong possibility that they are to be believed, because they are coming from so many places. So that's what we've got there, though. Next, we have a couple of things. First is they're all Disney Plus, and they're all related to The Mandalorian somehow. Kind of. So first up is Boba Fett. We know that Boba Fett is going to be in The Mandalorian Season 2, and then also in Season 3. The Season 3 thing is still technically rumor, but it stands to reason that just kind of freaking makes sense. So Boba Fett, Temuera Morrison, is coming back to play this character. We know that much. We also know Sabine Wren is going to be in this season as well. So those are the two elements at play with this rumor. The rumor is that Boba Fett, the armor, is going to leave Temuera Morrison, so the actual Boba Fett, and then is going to somehow get into the hands of Sabine Wren. And then Sabine Wren will become the new Boba Fett, because apparently somebody at Disney thinks Boba Fett is a title and not a given freaking name. Boba Fett is the son of Jango Fett, and that is the way it works. And then he's also a clone, and then all of the clones, and there's other rumors saying that Temuera Morrison might come back also to play more than just Boba. He might be a couple of the clones coming back from the dead as well, which is kind of freaking awesome. So the rumor goes on to say that we will see Boba Fett climb out of the Sarlacc pit, but he's going to then die in the desert around the Sarlacc pit. And then somehow, through the magic of everything, his armor gets to Sabine Wren. Sabine Wren starts wearing it, and everyone thinks she is Boba Fett. And then they reveal, oh, Boba Fett's a girl, because that makes a whole lot of sense, I guess. But so that kind of leads us into the other directly Mandalorian related. I actually meant to put this in two episodes ago, but for whatever reason, just skipped it over in my notes. Eagle-eyed viewers can go back and see. I still kept it in the show notes in the description for the video and all that stuff. So you can still see that stuff. But anyway, so Timothy Oliphant has been announced that he is actually going to be in the Mandalorian series. We know this. The rumor is he's going to be playing Cobb Vanth. And also, Cobb Vanth at one point wears Boba Fett's armor in the extended universe before Disney bought it. So now, that kind of leads you to almost believe this whole nonsense with Sabine Wren, because if Boba loses his armor because he's dead, then Cobb Vanth gets it, and he's wearing it for a little bit, and then it transfers over to Sabine Wren. Like, that kind of, I can almost see that happening. I don't want that to happen. I think that's stupid, but I can almost believe these rumors saying that these things might be the case. So I don't know how I do know how I feel about it. I don't know how much I believe it's going to happen, though, and that's largely because I don't want it to. And then our final rumor is also Disney Plus and Star Wars related, though not as much Mandalorian related necessarily. This time we're talking about Solo. The rumored movie sequel that Solo was going to get is now apparently rumored to be a Disney Plus series that Solo is going to get the sequel for. So I'm down with it. I didn't hate Solo as much as most people apparently did. There were a couple of really cringy eye roll moments, but by and large, the movie was a lot of fun. I think the kid, Roland Emmerich? No. Is that who played it? I can't remember. Right now, brain fart, whatever. The kid who played Solo, the Han, is not even close to the same caliber of actor as Harrison Ford. So, like, yeah, sure, I can understand your grievance there. But by and large, the movie, again, was a lot of fun, was kind of a lot of the things that I wanted in a Solo movie. So for them to give it a sequel, sure, why not? Let's have fun with it. But that is the end of the rumor mill. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want the longer news show and all kinds of other nerd fun, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks again, nerds, and we'll see you next time.